Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen.
You know, just yesterday I saw something from Amazon where they said they're now selling more ebooks than print books. And obviously people are going to mobile devices and smart devices and all that. What do you tell customers who are used to having their website that, you know, it's sitting there on a big display, you've got a couple of nice monitors there, Dave. What do you tell them about developing for that person who's holding a small device in their hand?
That's a tough one to get across to people. There's a lot of things that, for whatever reason, stick in customers' heads as far as what the web is and isn't. And so convincing somebody that the experience on your phone needs to be different and thought about differently can be a challenge at times. Just the same as, you know, you need to understand if you're using a different browser, there's going to be a couple differences. Using a different device altogether, you know, even more considerations to make, especially when you talk about touch devices where you no longer have hover, which is the big, you know, the big hang-up about Flash. You know, you don't have that aspect anymore. You've got to think differently about how to present that content, how somebody's going to navigate it and interact with it, and it's just a different experience. You know, a smaller amount of screen space. You know, and really, what is somebody after when they're looking at, you know, a website on the phone? They're not there to have, you know, videos and Flash and bang. They're probably checking the information, getting a phone number. You know, it's a different mindset.
You know, and finally, I like to go to your site and browse. You always put up some of your recent, you know, your portfolio up there for people to look at and all. Is there anything you've been working on lately or just completed that you can talk about that maybe uses some cool stuff that you'd like to tell us about? Any sites that you can share? Or is that...
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I'd have to think about that because, you know, cool is in the eye of the beholder, I guess. You know, what we think is cool is not always...
And it's going to vary by who the client is. I mean, some...
Sure.
You got to be more corporate and some you got to be more edgy and...
Yeah, I mean, we just launched two fairly large e-commerce sites, and some of the stuff that's, I guess, cool about them is, you know, in a lot of cases, what's being done behind the scenes that our development team has put together in terms of you know, even simple things that are really nice improvements, like dynamic search-friendly URLs, and the way these guys have structured the database, and a lot of the logic that powers these sites, and the things that it allows us to do on the front end. We just launched a site for clothing, especially clothing manufacturer called Arborware, and it has some really neat interactive tie-ins between what they call these pants and action stories, which are user-submitted content of these crazy things that people are doing in these special pants that this company sells. And it's got a lot of personality, and it's got a lot of, you know, I guess flair to it, but, you know, from the business end, though, these stories are fun to read. People like to go see what other people are doing with them, but then, it, you know, it's tied back into the product database, and we're moving somebody towards a sale, you know, which really is what the customer, our client, cares about. You know, making sure that we're always, you know, keeping the conversion rate up, and at the same time engaging our customers with something that's a little different from what the guy next door has to offer.
Well, viewers and listeners, I'll leave you with two pieces of advice here. First of all, if you're still stuck in the old CSS mode, or not even using CSS, or very old HTML and all your tags and divs and all that stuff, you better get on the stick, because new browsers and new devices and the way people are looking at your stuff are coming around. And secondly, I'd advise you to take a look at aztecweb.com and look through their portfolio and check out some of these things and some of the cool sites that they've been able to come up with. So today we've been speaking with Dave Scarepa and Josh Brown of Aztec. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.